Hey there. Well, it's Friday night, and you're here listening to an audio made by some girl you've never met and never will meet, and playing with yourself. But what else is new? Don't you already touch it every day? Several times a day. Most men have girlfriends or wives, boyfriends, something. Someone who wants to get them off, please them, and more importantly, want to be pleased by them. But you're not a man. Are you? You're a little bitch, constantly jacking off, wrapping your fingers around that tiny dick of yours, day in, day out. Well, come on then, loser. Let's do this. Get it out. Start stroking. That is, if you weren't already. It's probably for the best, that you're not out tonight. I mean, can you imagine you out there in a bar, or, God forbid, a club, leering at a real life girl like a total fucking weirdo? Or even worse, trying to talk to her? Would you even be able to speak? Can you talk to girls? Really? You look like a wimp to me. Anyway, I mean, ugh. How creepy would that be? You'd just be making everyone's skin crawl just by being there. Everyone would be repulsed by you, though they may be too polite to say it. Honestly, it would be horrible. I can't imagine anyone being interested in talking to you, let alone in going home with you. Unless you were like, really, and I mean, really drunk. Or on drugs or something? And even then, that'd be like rape, right? You'd be preying on her. And the next morning, she'd take one look at you and go straight to the police. But let's say that, hypothetically, you got a girl to go home with you. What would you do then? You're in a strange girl's bedroom. Or you've brought her back to yours. Wait, you don't still live with your parents, do you? Would you even know what to do? You can be honest with me. Would you know what to do with that little pee-pee of yours? Would you even be able to get it up? Really? Would you know where to put it? What to do? How to move? How to not come in 5 seconds flat? Has a girl ever even touched you? Sexually, I mean. Really? Be honest with me. You and I both know there is absolutely no way whatsoever that you would be able to please a girl in bed. You should be grateful. No, not to me, idiot. I do this for charity, out of pity.
for worthless people like you. I know audios like this are the only female interaction you'll get. Ever. It's my good deed. You're my charity case. I don't need your thanks. The laughs I get from my girlfriends when I tell them about you, that's payment enough. I mean, I don't want to seem harsh. It's not just laughs. We do sympathize and pity unfortunate boys like you. But you have to understand that none of us would ever want to be with you. You understand, right? It's just simple biology. You don't stand a chance with any girl. Ever. Anyway, as I was saying, you should be grateful. Show your hand. Or, what do you call her? Jill? Yeah, when grandma asks, you tell her you have a girlfriend named Jill. You should be thankful it stuck by you, loved you, brought you so much pleasure. It's the only sexual pleasure you'll ever have. Unless you're even more pathetic than I thought and bought one of those loser toys or something. You know, those rubber, latex, whatever, fake pussies. Oh god, you don't already have one, do you? I mean, you do seem like their target audience. But still, you should thank your hand. Give her a kiss. Give your lover a kiss for me. That's it. Thank you, hand, for being the love of my life. Oh, how sweet. And pathetic. Does just listening to a strange girl's voice really get you off? Are you really so depraved and lacking in options that this is what turns you on? How sad. And you don't even want me to say something relatively normal. You don't want to hear me come, or pretend to be interested in you, or even like you. Yeah, right. You actually get off by me tearing you down and humiliating you, eviscerating you, pointing out all of your flaws, your faults, and explaining to you in detail why you will always be alone, pathetic, and worthless. What a freak. I mean, seriously, what a fucking weirdo. Keep stroking for me. You haven't come already, have you? Well, hurry up. You can imagine me if you like. It really doesn't matter what I look like, as I'd never allow us to meet in person. Just imagine what you'd like. Big tits, small tits, long hair, short hair, blonde, brunette, redhead, whatever. Whatever makes your dick twitch. I know. Why don't you imagine every girl you've ever lusted after? All those little crushes you've had throughout the years, but you know you could never get because of who you are. You know they were repulsed by you, right? They could feel your eyes on them. A little pervert, You made them uncomfortable. Did they even acknowledge your pathetic little infatuation? I mean, don't kid yourself. They knew. Were they at least nice to your face in their rejection? Did they let you down gently before going on to laugh about you with their friends behind your back? Or were they honest and brutal? Girls can be mean. Think about how perfect they are. Now think about how utterly disgusting and worthless you are. What in the world made you think you stood a chance? I mean, seriously. They were all way, and I mean way, out of your league. Don't you understand that? What were you thinking? I want you to say out their names and apologize to them for making them uncomfortable, for leering at them. Come on. Say the names of the last three girls you thought you had a chance with, fantasized about, and that disgusting, perverted head of yours. And say, I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm a pathetic little loser, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you. You deserve a real man in your life. Say it out loud. Come on, louder. I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm a pathetic little loser, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you. You deserve a real man in your life. Good boy. That's your mantra when you find yourself attracted to a real girl. You're finally beginning to accept your place in life. Are you almost there yet? I really do have better things I could be doing. Real men I could be doing. Let me count you down, okay? Come when I get to one. Right. 10, 9, 8, 7. Come on, loser. I don't have all day here. I mean, I'm happy to help you out like this, but charity has its limits. 6, 5. That's it. Speed it up. Hard strokes at a pat. Fast pace for me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Come yet? Well, I don't care either way. I'm almost done here. If you've managed to squeeze the disgusting mess out, wipe it up with some toilet paper, scrunch it up, throw it in the toilet, and flush it away. It's the best place for your worthless seed. I mean, can you imagine you accidentally getting somebody pregnant and passing your, frankly, disgusting genetics on? No. It's too unbearable to think about. Flushed it. Good. Now, I'm gonna do the rest of the world a favor. You ever start to get ideas above your station? Start to think that maybe, just maybe, you could pursue sex with a real girl? Listen to this audio. You can touch yourself, get your sexual release, and get on with your worthless life without bothering the rest of us. understand.